Yeah, very difficult game. First part of Bromley, I thought they caused our defence more problem than any other team has done. They've got quality forwards, I thought. All three of their forwards look clever and bright, and it's probably as shaky as we've been at the back.
Does that come with the quality they possess going forward?
I think so, yeah. They've got real quality on the ball. The three boys that they played, obviously they took Nick off and then brought Octon on, and they've got goals in them. In and around the box, they're a real danger. And I thought they caused us a lot of problems today.
Talk about the injuries, if you don't mind.
All right, Mickey's done his ankle ligaments. We're hoping it's just bruising and nothing too significant. Really come up like a balloon and then went down very quickly. I don't know whether that's... Mike's not sure, to be fair. We sent him for an X-ray.
It's going to lose.
Yeah.
And John Main, very muted celebrations of the game.
Well, John Main just got... I think he thought that he might have done his metatarsal again. He just got caught across the bridge of the foot. And he's fine. So,
definitely fine.
He's 100%
fine.
And he's got to be 100% fine.
All round, it was Bromley will fill the field, certainly the better side in the second half.
Can you agree with that? I thought they caused us some problems. I think if you look at a shots count, and I think Maney could have had four or five again today, and really you're looking at for them to be the better side, I would say, did they play better football than us? Did they look more dangerous than us? I felt that, I know in this side there's goals in there, and I know that come the last 10, 15, 5 minutes or whatever it is, we're still carrying on poking little balls in behind. And I think we got the rubber to green at the end, but I wouldn't say that we didn't deserve it.
You spoke about clean sheets on Saturday, but playing below yourselves as you did today a bit, I mean, that must bode well as well for the future.
Yeah, no, I don't really know if we are below ourselves. That's the first side we've played at the top 10, really, and probably the best side we've played. So to create, I think, if Maney ain't missed five chances today, I'd be very surprised. To create that number of chances against one of the top teams in the league bodes well for the future, and Maney's a goal scorer, and as much as they come in braces and they come in little spells, and if he'd have scored early on, I think he'd have had a hatful
with that. Do you reckon he'll be top of the goal scoring charts? Is he six already?
I'd be amazed if he ain't. He must have missed... How many did he miss Saturday?
Saturday,
he missed bundles on Saturday. But he keeps getting in there, and he
wasn't offside the second half, though. I wonder if
it was better. He held his it's just a patience thing with him. Most of the centre halves at this level tend to be big, strong and ugly, and he's always too impatient. What he does is he makes his run when our midfield player gets the ball, and by the time our midfield player's looked up and seen the pass, he's offside.
But Tony Finn's form, have you called off a search for another striker?
No, I think we need another striker. I mean, I'm getting out of jail by putting a young boy on who continually comes on and makes a difference, and he's done that again today. Come on and made the chance, didn't he? Made the goal. I haven't got anything else at the minute. So
Chris Sullivan's playing for the reserves tomorrow.
Chris Sullivan's playing tomorrow. So him and Dean Mason will play tomorrow. But then what we're in need of is a different type of player up there. Both Tony and John like to get off the shoulders, and they're the sort of players you love to have, get off the shoulders and get in behind people, but we need somebody just to pin the centre half, hold the ball up and play our midfield players in, because we never get any ball coming back off the front runners. Everything is played through midfield, nothing goes up and comes back. If you look at their two today, they go pin, hold, and then they're playing off, and we can't do that.
Let's settle an argument with the fans. What happened during the summer with Nick
McDonald? No, we tried to keep Nick. We tried to keep him. I think, to be honest, Goldberg going back there, he's very much Goldberg's boy. Goldberg got on the phone to him, said, I want you to come back, I'm going to build a side around you, etc. And I think he felt his ties were there. But he's a good player, and if you got an absolutely fit Nick with Donny, you'd have one hell of a player, wouldn't you?
Are you looking to make moves in the transfer market this week?
Not really, because we keep getting out of jail, don't we? We keep...
Will it take a slip up before you perhaps?
I think so, yeah. I think it would. And it would take a slip up. I mean, who could I drop? Could I drop Finney? Could I drop Maney? Could I drop Tom Davis? How many of them? They're all doing the job, aren't they? So if we got a forward at the minute, he'd have to sit on the bench.
Tom Davis is excellent today.
Yeah, I mean, one of the four of them comes up trumps every week. And there's a lot of ability there. There is a lot of ability. And we've only... You know, we've only scratched at how much we can get out of them. If I have a complaint about them, it's that there's no goals coming from them. And the amount of ball we get in and around the box, you can't leave it all to Finney and Maney.
Will that come? Sam Houghton shipped in the 10 last year, as we saw. David's got a couple for Lewis. Will it come, goal?
I hope so, but we'll have to keep drumming it into them, because while you're winning, there ain't that pressure, is there? But we have so much ball in around the box. We're playing little 1-2s, which is fine, but we need to score some goals.
Last question from me. 4 weeks ago you told me that playoffs are the target. Has that changed? Has anything changed?
they're still the target, and we try and get as high as we possibly can in this league, but you know, we're in August, aren't we? And I think too many leagues have been won in August, have they?
Chance for Drew again.
Thank you very much. Could they? But then you don't even know who the side is. It may well be Bromley. They look a good compact side, don't they?
Closed down though today, don't they?
They work very hard. And to be fair, with the way we're playing, teams have to work their socks off to get in your face and stop you playing. And most of them run out of steam in the last 10, 15.
But the guy at the top there, is it top in number 4 today? Was
Yeah, he done well. No, he done well, and they had what the other teams haven't had. It they went up and looked dangerous, didn't they? Mm-hmm. Whereas if I look at the other games, Judgy and Inzi have had the better of the centre forwards today. They created a little bit of havoc for us, and that makes it to me. When we played Brentford down here, the front pair was so good that we looked shaky everywhere because the front two was so good.
Is Jason going to be patient still?
I think so. It's very awkward. I'm looking when, you know, we didn't play very well today at the back, and I was looking to make that change. It's a difficult change to make a centre half. It's like, well, you come on cold, you know, and Jay struggled to find his feet this year, you know, so...
It's a question of who do you drop, isn't it, this centre, you know?
At the minute, Inzi, you couldn't leave Inzi at the minute because he just wins every header, doesn't he? You know, and we are a bit small at the minute.
Possibly we couldn't play the good live and purely from pace.
I'm not sure. I think you probably could. And we played. I don't see a lot of difference between Jay and Judgy. They're both steady headers, aren't they? Really, and they both read the game well.
Yeah. So, all I need.
Yep. Cheers, gentlemen.
Thank you, Sherry. Enjoy your weekend.
Goldberg, rest of the
Cheers, sir.